in the studio, and guess who's with me this week?
Paul.
Yes. The other half of Frank and Paul's BS time. That's
time, right? Yeah.
I know you're very busy, Paul.
I
got to
work on weekends.
That's
yeah.
Okay, right?
Yeah. But we're here. We didn't forget our audience out there.
Never. Never do we.
So we got some good stuff going on today. You want me to introduce this one?
Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, I know, Frank, that you're an avid Trump supporter, and you are an avid stock trader and stuff like that. So I'm assuming you're going to go down to the BMW dealer this next week and pick out your new model because you've been raking it in.
That's right.
From shorting Truth Social, man.
Now, wait a second. Isn't that how the stock market works?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yes, yes, yes.
Buy low, sell high.
You
don't have to be a genius to know that, right? And so that was the first thing I thought of when I knew that was going public.
Yeah, I don't know what you had to do to get on there first. Sometimes they don't let everybody in. They take in the brokers have a certain positions they can give their most favorite customers or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Yeezy with an initial public offering, that's what happened. They jump up, and then who the hell knows where they go after
and then
that?
They sell it off.
Yeah, that's what happens. Exactly right.
And that's where the rich people make their money.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Frank.
Yep, that's right when they make their money. All those little peon saplings.
I know. That sucks, right? So yeah. The stock market is manipulated, I think, a lot, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been corrupt since the day it was created.
But
did you buy any?
No. I don't. I know that I cannot pick stocks, Frank. And I'm busting your chops. I don't know that Frank is a stock trader. So if Frank's wife hears this, I don't know that Frank's getting the BMW next week. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I don't know for sure that he is.
I'd like to have a BMW.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I'm not a stock trader at all. I know that I cannot pick stocks. So I'm a chicken shit, and I just buy
It could be a full-time job trying to buy stocks.
The guys, I think, that make money on the Trump social is the people who are traders all day long. They're on there. Buying stocks. I read an article once that out of maybe the last 10 years or 20 years, the number of stocks that drove the stock market up, I think, were 10. The S&P 500 stocks, there were maybe 10 stocks that you had to hit to make money.
A lot of the big ones were like Amazon, Disney.
Yeah, but who knew?
Yeah, I know in our portfolio, those were the big ones.
Yep.
Amazon, Disney, what were the other ones? Shoot, I don't even remember now. Isn't that terrible?
Google is another one.
Google,
all the internet stuff went up, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Probably Twitter before Musk got on it, too, I would think.
Well, probably. Well, a lot of people probably dumped, though, when they knew Musk was buying it.
Could be.
I'm sure it went down quite a bit.
But one of the financial guys I listened to, he bought Netflix when they first came out. It was listen to this.
Oh.
It was really cheap.
Yeah.
And then it dropped, and he was taking a loss. He was taking a loss. So he needed to take a loss 1 year, so he dumped all his Netflix. And he probably bought $500,000 or something like that on Netflix.
Okay.
He said, one of the biggest mistakes I made in my life.
Really?
Yeah, because it went up.
Yeah, true.
And he's a professional, and that's what happens. I think it's tough to make money as a professional manager, too.
Well, you got to really know what the upcoming companies are.
But I don't think you do, Frank. How do you know? I think a lot of it's just luck.
Come on now. Those big boys, it's not luck.
I think it is a lot. From what I read, Frank, I think it is.
Yeah.
You have some of these companies, they are... they're private management companies for people with money. They charge you a percentage of what they make, and they have more than a mutual fund will get. And a lot of times they can't beat the S&P 500. Most of the time they can't beat the S&P 500, and they're supposedly on it all the time. So I'm not a believer of that. I think some of it's just like anything else. It's luck.
Hmm.
Where were you buying Bitcoin was a dollar a share. What's it today? Like 40,000 or something?
Oh, Bitcoin is just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But,
Bitcoin is crazy.
But, yeah, you don't know.
That's a fake market, too.
I think it is. I don't understand that market at all.
If you ask me, that's a fake. Well, stock market's fake, too.
It's, what's a stock worth, Frank?
Whatever they want it to be worth.
Yeah.
Now the Bitcoin, imagine if you bought that at whatever the original thing was, pennies, whatever.
I think it was 50 cents or maybe a dollar or something like that. Yeah, and I think it's 40 grand or something today, I think.
Well, it was up to 68 or something.
Okay, you're right then. I haven't tracked it in a while.
But it did go down. It did go down.
Okay.
But the big one was that NVIDIA Corp right there.
That was a biggie right now.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
But that dropped 24%.
Yeah.
What was that from, one day?
Probably, yeah. And look at Tesla.
Tesla's eating it.
Down another 2%.
Well,
71.
Tesla, I can understand. Tesla used to be a premium company. It didn't have a lot of competition, okay?
Right.
Now everybody's producing electronic cars, so it's becoming just another car company is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch what Elon does with that. I mean, how's he going to save himself?
I don't know what he can do.
I don't know either.
He's been chopping the prices on the Tesla cars like crazy.
Yeah. Well, he has to.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
He's got to get rid of them. Supposedly, his cars are still profitable. I think some of the other cars, they were losing like 40 grand. Rivian and some of the other, maybe even Ford, they were losing $40,000 in every car they sold.
Didn't Ford stop making, or not stop, but they really cut back
a lot? They cut back, yeah.
On the production of their electric vehicles.
Yep.
Well, there was that whole big thing. You know, they were trying to force it down our throat.
I wouldn't want to pay a premium for electronic pickup truck as opposed to a gasoline one.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, where is it, New Jersey? They have a new tax now just for the EV cars.
Okay.
I think I heard something on the radio about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. If it happens there, it's going to happen in New York State.
It'll happen everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody follows suit.
Trying to get some money out of people.
I'm surprised it's not already in New York State.
You and me both, because they don't miss too much, Frank.
Jeez.
They don't miss too much with taxes.
They don't miss anything.
I know.
We got to get our buddy on the show here.
I know. Yeah. I know. He's going to cut all these taxes and everything and help out a little bit. loosen up all the laws, cut the taxes.
Right.
Doing all the good for the people.
Yep.
Yeah. So
what you wanted to talk about True Social.
Yeah. I just, you know, I kind of follow it, and kind of because Trump's in there, and this is our opinion of everything. We just read crap on the news, so maybe it's true, it's not true. It's our opinion what we say. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, usually anything Trump's involved on, it's a circus, man. And this definitely has been. And I have a different thought on Trump for this one when we're all done than I thought I would have, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, it opened, I guess, during the last 52 weeks, this has run from $12.40 at a low. The 79.38 is a high. I think the 79.38 probably came in the first day or two, okay?
Right.
And then it's been just going downhill ever since. I think it's about $36 or something like that a share right now.
Okay.
You know, Trump has lost half of whatever he was supposed to make. It was maybe $6 billion or something. Now he's down to $3 billion, which is not bad, okay? Not a bad deal.
Right.
But some of the investors that have put money in early, they probably lost half their money now. From what I understand, you have two investors in True Social. You got Trump supporters, man. They're out here to help them out. Mm-hmm. They're probably the ones who are going to get the shaft in the end, my opinion. And then you got the professional traders who are shorting the stock. And probably those are making money on there if they're on the ball.
Of course they are.
Yeah, with that. There was, if somebody wants to read something interesting, it was online. It was Rolling Stone magazine. They had an article, WTF going on with True Social, a timeline. It is fascinating how this started and got set up and what's going on with that and getting money, I think, from China, from Russia and all that. And I, first of all, figured maybe just because Trump's in there, there's all kinds of crap going on. But then I just wonder if all those companies don't have the same issue. Elon Musk buying Twitter, that was a shit show too.
He's
probably sorry he got it, in my opinion. But I just wonder if they don't all go through that. But if you want to read something, we could be here a week going through that whole thing. It started from its beginning. I think the guys that helped him set it up had worked for The Apprentice, okay?
Okay.
And that's where you got two guys that were, I think, running this and setting this up. And there's a word that usually gets involved with Trump every time he does something, and it begins with L, Frank. What do you think it is?
L-A-W? Law.
Lawsuit.
Lawsuit.
Yeah, I guess Trump is suing the two guys right now.
Oh, boy.
They had a, I wrote some numbers down. I think Trump has about 78% of the shares, and the other guys had about 8.6% of the shares. Trump is claiming they did a lousy job launching it, and it cost them money, so he wants to get them. He wants to get their 8.6 shares. There's a lawsuit going on that. They also sued him, I believe, previously because he was trying to dilute their shares and the value on their shares on there. So we'll see where that one goes, whatever. But that was guys from The Apprentice. Unbelievable.
Mm.
So Trump probably did recognize some talent there, I think.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You can't start something without having...
Yeah.
You know, it's about faith and trivia. Yep.
You wonder where Trump gets his ideas for a lot of the stuff he does. I don't think that's him, but he's probably got people working for him. I'm sure they know what the heck they're doing, for sure.
Well, they have to. They have to.
But this one, it seems like they came from The Apprentice. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
TV show. Three TV show guys on there.
Well, they should know what they're doing.
You would think. Okay. And the lawyers are cashing in on this one, too, I guess.
Lawyers cash in on every damn thing. Yeah.
But I guess, you know, Trump supposedly can't cash out of this for 6 months.
Right.
And he's probably lost about half of what it was worth in the beginning. But still, not bad, okay?
Right.
But it's a company, I think in 2023, they lost $58 million. And they took in $4.1 million in revenue. According to what I read, so it's a company. In my mind, it's a loser. Again, the people that are making money, either supporters of Trump or people who are shorting it. I don't know that it'd be a good buy for somebody.
Well, here's from CNN. Says some Trump stock investors have already lost half their money.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Half.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
If you want to read something, look up Rolling Stone.
Okay.
WTF.
Rolling
Stone, WTF, what's going on with social, you know, Trump social? It was, God, the whole timeline is just fascinating, at least to me.
Let's see what comes up. There we go, right there.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's take a look at it.
Just kind of scroll down. It gives it day by, you know, days that thing happened, when it started, where it is now, and all that. People involved, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, what do we got here? So January 8th, Trump is banned.
Everybody banned Trump from everything. Twitter, I guess because he was involved with the January 6th deal.
It's blocking me.
Son of a gun, Frank, it let me go through. Okay, forget it.
Do you have a subscription to Rolling
Stone? No, I don't. There you go. You're back. Okay.
So January 8th, Trump is banned from his favorite social media platform, Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
May 2021. Post.
He started a website, it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah.
That he was starting a new...
survives less than a month before he shut down. This is going to go on for forever. Just flip through the biggies. This
October 21st, 2021, he's creating Trump Media.
And Trump Media, I think, is Truth Social, basically.
So, well, there we go.
Violated securities laws. Just go through these. It's just unbelievable. And who knows if these are true or not.
It's got to be true.
You would think, right, if it's on the internet.
Oh, there you go.
Chinese investment
December
firm.
December 21. They reported that a Chinese investment firm involved in the creation of Digital World Acquisitions Corp. has been the target of multiple investigations. Of course.
Yeah, what else do you expect?
It went live on February 21st, 2022. 800,000 users in the first week. Blah, blah, blah. April 4th, blah, blah, blah. Oh. Well, the two guys that were the chief of technology and chief of product development left the company on April 4th.
Okay. This again, anybody who's interested, Rolling Stone magazine,
yeah,
WTF.
It's got a whole humongous timeline.
It goes on
here.
Stuff, yeah.
Wow. Pretty interesting.
And I guess when Musk took over Twitter, he asked Trump to come back, and Trump said, no way, I'm not coming back anymore.
Right.
There's another one, February 16th. Well, that we know about that one. That's got nothing to do with this
pay one. Pay $355
million.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Which I don't understand any of that stuff.
There's two people that made money in the beginning, too. They pulled out early.
Did they really?
It wasn't the guys, the founders. It was somebody else, some investors out there.
So it was like...
Lawsuit.
Oh, the DWAC sues one of the former executives.
Yeah.
To force him to vote in favor of the merger. Well, he's, you know...
But maybe that's the way you got to do business there. I don't know. I figure Trump's in this. I'm not surprised, but I just wonder if other companies don't go through the same thing.
Right.
Because they're trying to raise capital is what they're trying to do.
Right. I didn't know it was bailed out of potential bankruptcy.
Well, it's losing money it's losing money. And some Russian-American businessman, of course.
Then how can it be worth $4 billion?
I don't think it is. That's the thing. I don't think a lot of people think it is.
So it's almost like his properties that he's in trial for.
Yeah.
And it's quite a bit on here.
Somebody wants to read something interesting. It's blow by blow on there from Rolling Stone magazine.
Right. From a civil fraud law brought against him by state of New York. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So he invests billions of dollars in New York, and then New York's going to sue him. Of course. New York's got nothing better to do.
I know.
Sue people all day long.
But I think sometimes, the end of the day with this, okay, so Trump's down 50% now, maybe $2.4 billion from $5 billion.
Let's see how much it's about. Okay.
If it goes down even more, if he comes out with $500 million at the end, I'm assuming he's got no money in this at all. That's why he had all these people involved from raising money. That's not a bad day's pay, man.
No.
Yeah, my opinion. So I think give Trump credit for this one. Sounds like he was a smart manipulator. Whoever set this up was for this one.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, he is a businessman no matter what.
I think it closed about $32.38
this week. I can't find it here.
I wrote it down.
Oh, you wrote it down?
About $32.
Okay.
And he's got 8.6 million shares, I believe. So
it's quite a bit. Yeah. Quite a bit.
Or no, that's the other guys that have 8.6. He's got 78.8 million shares.
That's not it. That's not the right one. Let's see here.
Go DJT.
Yeah, it's not letting me click in
there. DJT. It's a Donald J. Trump fund. But it's fascinating what goes on there. And that's what our politicians should be, fascinating, right, Frank?
Yeah.
They should give us some entertainment. And Donald, you are doing that.
$32.59.
Yeah. And that's from 79.38 when it first opened.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If anybody thought that it wasn't going to go down,
yeah,
then you were a fool.
Yeah. But there's people making money because they shorted, I think is what they did.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, if you buy $1 million worth of it and it goes up a dollar, you made money.
It's not a bad day's work either, right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's us little guys that are investing $5
and
or whatever.
I just wonder if that's not a lot of people that drove the price up and put the money in the beginning. His supporters, put in small amounts.
Right.
And that's the ones that probably going to lose. They went up in the beginning. That's what they're going to lose.
I bet you a lot of people bought one stock just so they have one stock.
Okay, could be.
Like a novelty kind of a thing.
Could be.
And they'll hold it forever because it's just a novelty.
Well, that's the one article I read that a lot of people that are buying in with this, they don't believe the stock market can ever go down. So they're going to buy this stuff And they're just going to sit on it forever, just like what you said.
Yeah.
They don't realize it can go down.
It's a showpiece. They'll hang a little certificate up on the wall and say, oh, look, I own Trump Media.
Before it went public, it was selling for $12.40.
Well, see, then Trump made money because if he bought it at $12.
He bought it probably at nothing, whatever he gets out of that goes in his pocket. Yeah.
He's already made money.
No matter what,
as long as it's above $12, I guess.
No, I was surpressed. You know, Trump's got to wait 6 months though to get out of there, most likely, unless he figures out some other way to do it.
He probably doesn't care.
Yeah, but no, you come out with $500 million. He can pay one of his suits. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a bad day's pay.
Well, not at all. I'd like to make that kind of money.
I know. Hang out with the Donald, man.
No, I don't think so. I'd go to McDonald's and get some Big Macs with him.
There you go. He'll buy you a milkshake, man.
No, he's probably cheap enough that he would make me pay for it.
Well, you want to know something? I read this article, too, and I can't think of who it is. But Trump had a meeting at his house with somebody, a very famous person, okay? So he invited him over for dinner. And he figured, listen, I'm going to get a decent meal. He got a McDonald's hamburger at Donald's house, supposedly.
That's funny.
Okay, I thought that was pretty funny.
That is hilarious. is great.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of, again, same thing.
We're paid to Trump Media from, also, it was financed from Russia.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, if you want to put this in the theory a little bit more, and this is just speculation, if Trump does get to be president, okay?
Yeah.
If somebody wants to flip him some money kind of under the table, they buy some of his stocks.
Well,
is what they do in True Social.
I have a feeling that if he becomes president, he probably has to sell his shares, I would think.
You're supposed to put him in a blind trust, I think, is what they
do,
so you can't manage him.
Right.
But if he gets Putin or somebody, Putin wants to be buddies with him, and he's got a $500 million lawsuit to pay off, Putin just pops his $500 million in, and him and Trump are buddies again or whatever.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So he could use that to his advantage. But I think you're right. They're supposed to go into a blind trust.
Right.
Yeah.
But think about it. You know, people are like, oh, it's losing money, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. But just think how important that is, that he was banned from all the other companies.
Yep.
So he had the capital to, or borrowed the capital.
Someplace he got the money,
to start his own company.
Yeah.
Kind of like a slap in the face, right? It's like, oh, you want to ban me? You know what? I'll just make my own company.
Yeah.
You know, and then I could say whatever the hell I want in it.
But I just wonder if that's not a lot of these companies, you know. Twitter, when they started out, Google, when they started out.
I don't really.
Tesla, when they started out, they're looking to raise capital. And where they get it from can be some shady places. Who was it? John DeLorean with the DeLorean vehicle? He was, I guess the FBI lured him in that he was going to make some kind of coke deal or something so he could keep his business afloat.
Right.
And he got caught.
Busted.
He got busted, but he didn't go. I don't think he went to prison because they lured him in. It was I forget what they, there's a term for that. They're not supposed to do that. It was a fake deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So guys are desperate and they don't care.
I think DeLorean did go to jail, didn't he?
I don't know that he did. I know he got busted for that, and I can't think of what the name they call that. It was
entrapment.
Entrapment. That's it. Yeah, yeah. I think he went bankrupt. But I don't know if he went to jail. Looking it up right now on the internet.
I don't think Truth Social will ever be worth a lot. It's just doing what Donald Trump needs it to do.
Yeah, I agree with you with that one.
As long as it stays afloat, he's got an outlet to do and say whatever the hell he wants.
I think he's going to cash out when he can.
Yeah, of course.
Get it off the table.
Yeah,
I think he was charged, but I don't think he ever went to jail for that.
He was insane at the time. Blah, blah, blah. Oh.
He was only in $17 million in debt. Frank, when was that? 1982. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
That's like spare change what goes on today.
Yep, police entrapment.
Yep.
Oh, he got a not guilty verdict.
Yeah, because they entrapped him. That's why.
Ah.
But he did wind up bankrupt. I read an article.
Yep, says right there. Yep, bankruptcy. Yeah.
Another interesting story. Some I don't want to read interesting stories from going up to coming down.
You could still buy the DeLoreans.
And they're probably worth a lot of money today.
No, they're not.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're not. Wow. I saw it on like Modern Marvels or something. There's a company that bought up all the parts and everything, and they actually, you can buy one. And I think it was like not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot at all.
I always thought they were really cool-looking cars, to be honest with you.
Well, come on now. Back to the Future.
Yeah. You know, the gull wing doors and all that.
Yeah.
I think it was the stainless steel body, too.
Stainless steel. At least the exterior was stainless steel.
Yeah, like Musk's trucks.
I don't think it had very much power or something. I remember the show was saying it would, you know, it was kind of, he did some innovative things in there, but some things were just not that great.
Okay. But they had somebody in Walden had one. I saw one. Yeah, I did see one when it was new. Okay, somebody had one.
Let's see here, DeLorean.
But he's another one that was, you know, scrounging for cash, man.
Yeah. Let's see.
And he didn't care what it took. If he had to deal some drugs or something, he didn't care.
No. The average price of a DeLorean is $58,000.
Okay. What did it cost new? You want to hit that once? Just curious.
Where is it? Where do you see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
It's probably on there, so or something.
Why is it orange? Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was a rear engine, 2-passenger sports car. Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Frank's going to go out and buy one.
Right.
You have that BMW mark, but you know what? Going to get DeLorean, man.
Yeah, here it is.
Wow.
Restored and refurbished classic DeLoreans. Yeah, wow. You can still buy them.
Wow.
I would buy one.
58 grand's not bad if somebody's restored them, yeah. That's not bad.
Right?
There's some guy in California, he was on Joe Rogan, and if you had like one of these old muscle cars in the 60s and 70s,
right,
he would take that car, he'd put the latest motors in, everything, transmissions, updated 100%, but it would still have the original body in it.
Okay.
And it was like 300 grand. And you had to supply the body for the car.
Really?
Yeah, but everything was brand new, latest stuff.
Nice. And it was a neat-looking car with those doors.
Yeah, I thought they were. Mm. The Teslas, one of my rails has had the bigger Tesla, and they had the Gulf Wing doors, I think, on the back of it, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of cool.
That is cool.
1981 Tesla.
They don't have prices on here.
Okay.
You got to call.
Just, can you Google original DeLorean car price?
Yep.
See what that, just curious while we're at it. For all you car fans, we're keeping you busy here, so give you something to listen to. DeLorean car price.
Car price. I said,
wow. 12 grand?
Wait.
Frank, how come you didn't buy one? Jeez.
Target list price of $12,000?
Holy shit. 1981.
That's it?
I guess. Wow. And that probably was probably not a cheap price at that time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doubled the price to $25,000. So they were $25,000.
They went up to $25,000. That's more like it.
In 1981 and 82, I guess that was a lot.
Made 9,000 cars, yeah.
And they were made in Ireland, I remember.
That's right.
Yeah, Ireland.
Because he had some
right
kind
there.
Of deal for taxes or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Everything is about money, man. Raising money, saving taxes, get these companies through.
Right. So that was not a good investment, because if you bought one for $25,000 and you could buy one for $58,000
now, yeah. Not that. You could park your money for a while and probably get more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a good increase in your... You probably make more on Trump's stock.
I don't know about that. I'm not putting any money in it, Frank.
I would like to buy one.
There you go.
I would
Frank's,
buy one.
Wait till it goes down to $12 and buy one.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it now. I'll wait till it goes, takes a nosedive.
Yeah. Actually, it's held pretty steady this week. It held around 36, something like that.
Well, that's what happens. Once they go through their
32, yeah,
their initial pay down, everybody made their money. That's what I'm saying. Trump still made money.
Yeah, no, yeah, as long as he's going to get, I'm assuming it's not his money in there. He's got the stock shares. It costs him nothing, I'm assuming, okay? So whatever he gets out of there is going to go in his pocket.
Well, might go in New York's pocket.
Or, yeah, that's true. Pay something.
Where does that money go that he has to pay New York? Where does that go?
It goes to the let's
Cause,
see.
Because nobody was.
It's a lawsuit.
Nobody yeah. was. What do you mean?
It wasn't a private person.
Yeah, nobody lost anything.
Yeah. Well, so, it doesn't make any difference. They're not suing him for that. That's like the, who's the Sam guy that just went to prison for 25 years?
Oh, Friedman?
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying the same thing. Like, his people were, and he owed like billions of dollars, okay? Like lots of billions of dollars. And after they sell all the crap that he owned, nobody was hurt. But he's gone to prison for 25 years.
He should. You can't defraud people.
Probably right,
like that.
Yeah. He's going to appeal that one, too, so we see what happens.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he?
But there's another one, raising money, man, and these big companies, and people put money in. And
yeah.
What was the one with the blood test, too? Theranos? What was that? You know what I'm talking about? The lady, blood she looked test. Like Steve Jobs. Mm. And another one, they raised billions and billions of dollars. And
oh, wait a second.
Yeah. And this is what I believe, guys. If it's BS, I'm sorry, but this is my opinion. I think it was Theranos or something like that. And now my nephew has a friend
mm-hmm.
that ratted him out. And,
really?
Yeah, he worked there, and he said it wasn't working. I guess he went to the head of the company and all that, and they just kind of blew him off.
Really?
So he went. I think he went to the press next.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what started it, yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't knock him off.
Well, you know what? His grandfather was somebody who worked in the upper echelons of the government once upon a time, and they went after him.
Really?
Yeah, and that was his grandfather to get the kid to shut up, I believe, okay?
Got
to
shut him up.
Yeah.
Got to shut him up.
Another interesting story, if you look that up. Yeah, interesting story.
Mm.
So much of this stuff going on, and it mostly seems like tech stuff right now.
Well, that's the big thing right now.
Yeah.
Tech, medical.
Tech. Yeah.
Medical is out of control.
Yeah, that's a ripoff anyway.
It is out of control. I tried to get Ozempic. It's back ordered.
Yeah, I read in articles. A lot of stuff is, yeah, you can't get it.
I can't get it.
I know.
So these people must be freaking out that they can't get it.
I know.
That's what happens. They get you on this stuff and addicted to it, and then
they make it hard to get. So they can jack up the prices. What happens?
This is the Cabbage Patch Syndrome. That's what I call it.
And why is it here that the medicines are a lot more expensive than in Europe and Canada and stuff like that?
Because they can.
Yeah.
You know, that brings up a good point. I was thinking about this the other night. You know how they say that, you know, and you know how I feel about Biden.
Okay.
I think he's a knucklehead.
Okay. But, go for it.
But you know how when they say, oh, we have a compromised president.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day and I said, okay, we have a compromised president. And I'll agree with that. But isn't every Congress person compromised?
Oh, yeah, you're so right, Frank.
Because don't they get money from lobbyists and this group and that group?
I'm with you with that.
Aren't they all compromised?
I agree with you 100%.
You know, I hate to support the other side of the argument, but logically, sometimes you have to look at things and say, that doesn't make any sense.
I read an article that you brought that up now, too, and the conclusion of the article was nothing happens in Congress or the Senate unless somebody gets money out of it. Nothing
exactly.
Major. They're all futzing around all the time. My opinion, again, most of the stuff they do is just distraction. They don't do crap. Like, they're arguing now, we're going to give money to Ukraine, we're not going to give money to Ukraine.
Give money to Israel, we can't give money to Israel.
Nothing happens.
It's crazy.
Nothing happened. They just keep going out with Mickey. You know, that's not really Mickey Mouse stuff, but they do other things that are kind of Mickey Mouse stuff, and they just go back and forth, and it never gets solved. And most of the problems they have, if it was two competent people talking to each other, you could solve these problems in a couple of days.
Exactly.
So I kind of believe that. This article said nothing major happens unless somebody gets some money.
Of course.
Yeah.
Money,
so you're right.
Money buys everything.
Yep,
so they're all compromised.
Yeah, that's my belief. I do believe it with that one.
Every one of them.
Yep.
Prove me wrong.
I know.
Go ahead. Prove me wrong out there. You can't. Yeah, that was like one of those, oh, wait a second, moments, you know, because I was watching something on the news. Even small government.
Yeah, it works the same way.
They might not get big payouts because it would be a lot easier to find out, I think, than the bigger government. But you know from our experience, Paul, that things get done by who the person is, who they know. And it's not always in the best interest of taxpayers.
But I think what happens, the further you get away from the local stuff, the easier it is to not get picked up and the crookeder people get.
Right.
Local government, something happens, and everybody knows that, like, real local government.
Right.
Then you go on the next level, maybe the county or a little bit further away.
Exactly.
And you can have some problems there. Then you get up to the state a little bit more. Then you get
right.
in the federal government, and holy shit, what goes on there?
Well, I want to ask our friend that we know in the state.
Yeah.
I saw an article. You don't know if it's true or not, whatever. But I saw a thing about New York spending $100 million building a particle collider.
Okay.
So why is the state using taxpayer money for a science project?
I know. They were going to do that here once, maybe in the 80s. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, they wanted to up in the gunks, they wanted to build an underground particle collider.
This was saying something that they were going to do it again in New York.
Okay.
But why are they using state money?
I know. Should be federal, right?
Federal or private?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to our buddy and say, is this true or not?
This is another thing I surfed too, and I don't know if I'm 100% right on this one, but I think New York State was the highest tax state in the country.
Really?
I used to think it was Connecticut or New Jersey or California, but this thing, I believe, and
what?
I might be wrong again, it was New York State.
Let's see.
The highest tax state. Now, I don't know what that all includes.
State. Let's see.
You know, property taxes, income taxes.
You're right.
Is it? Okay, there you go.
New York has the highest overall tax burden.
Yeah. Alaska has the lowest because I think they get money from the oil companies.
Right. California has the highest individual income tax burden.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Probably income taxes.
Right?
Yeah.
Has the highest. Wow. That's crazy.
So New York State doesn't miss you on too many things, man.
No. You get taxed on everything.
Yep.
Let's see what this little map says. Most tax states. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
What? Washington State, California. I can't even read it. Minnesota. Wisconsin, I'm guessing. I can't read it. Not quite on there. New York State, definitely. I always thought that Connecticut was a biggie, too.
Yeah, because a lot of...
There you go. Connecticut's on there someplace.
Yeah, a lot of city people live in Connecticut.
Least taxes.
Least. Look, there's a lot of least taxed.
I know.
Well, my favorite state, Florida.
Woohoo! There you go, Frank.
There's no squatters in Florida.
Kentucky, Louisiana, Texas, Arizona, Utah seem like the least taxed.
Illinois. Tax. Why is Illinois a high state? Illinois?
You got Chicago there, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so that's their New York City, same thing. Everybody's
right.
Paying for that.
Wow, a lot of low tax states.
Not that many, but
they're
like
all the
really,
blue ones.
Yeah, but the really low ones is only about five, right?
The absolute lowest
one,
ones.
One, two,
yeah.
Three, four, five. Yeah.
Alaska's one of them because nobody lives there.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true. I think what happens, they get some kind of payments from the oil companies.
The oil companies, yeah.
I think they actually write every citizen a check, I believe.
So. I believe you're right.
Yeah.
Of course, New York's got to be the highest.
I
of
know.
Course.
I
of
know.
Course.
Yeah.
Look at the stupid house prices right now.
Property taxes, yeah.
New York, it's got to be, New York's got to have the highest school tax.
Yeah, I have friends who are teachers in other states. They don't make anything what the teachers make in New York State.
State with highest
school taxes.
School.
Shootings.
No,
taxes. Okay. We may not make that one. I don't know, but maybe we do. I don't know.
New York.
Wow. Almost $20,000 per student.
Per student.
85% above the national
average.
Average. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I have friends that are teachers, or they were teachers in other states, and I would tell them what the teachers make here, and they wouldn't believe me.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew New York was that bad.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That is bad.
But
well, no wonder we don't have any money here.
Well, we have a good school system. No, I know that. I went to school out of state, and I was ahead of most of the people in my college that didn't go to New York State. I knew more than they did.
Yeah, but we're paying for it.
Yeah, we did.
We're paying for all those liberal bastards.
I know. Property tax cap that has a limit spending to 2% a year over the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Unless I think they vote to bypass that,
you could
right?
bypass it.
Yeah.
So what the hell is the sense?
I know.
Stupid. Stupidity.
So, Frank, you should move up to Alaska, man.
Up and over?
You could be living off the land, hunting and fishing.
Too cold.
Skiing.
Like, you can get free land there.
Yeah.
You
got to
stay.
That's right. That's right.
No. Too cold.
They're not giving you free land in Florida, Frank. Come on.
It's all right. I still like the heat versus the cold. You'd probably like Alaska.
That might be fun. I wouldn't mind.
You'd be living out there trapping.
I know. Living off the land, man.
Living off the land.
Yeah.
The land I want to live off of is when I'm hungry to go to McDonald's.
It's on the beach, yeah. Go out and shoot your own moose.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be you, not me. I don't think there's any moose in Florida.
I don't think so either.
Although Florida's getting pretty damn expensive.
They had an article, too. I read too much shit, Frank.
You read too much shit.
The condos in Florida have come down in price.
That's because they've got 60 billion of them.
And I think the price of the cost for whatever they call the fees for the condo stuff, they've been going up a lot, too, with the price of insurance and stuff
like that, too. Insurance is out.
Yeah.
They might be one of the highest states for insurance.
Yeah, because of the hurricanes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And the insurance companies don't want to carry anybody.
I don't blame them.
Right? And I don't blame them either.
Yeah. But that's like California. A lot of insurance companies have moved out of the state because they don't want to cover the houses for the fires.
Yeah, true.
They just move. A couple of big insurance companies said, well, we're not insuring anymore. We're moving that. We're moving out of the state of California.
And then what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I think my nephew's a realtor there, and he said there are companies that will insure you, probably at a higher premium, I'm sure. But you know what happens? You got a mortgage on your house. Now nobody will sell you insurance. You're in foreclosure, man.
True.
You broke your contract with the bank.
True.
So I wonder what happens with that.
I'd burn it down.
There you go.
Then nobody makes money.
There you go. I know.
Oh, sorry. There's no insurance. It's burnt down.
But someday it may come to a point where you can't afford insurance on stuff.
True. Let's get to that point now.
This is one of the podcast guys I listen to, and he's like, he's not quite a billionaire, but he's close to it, because he said if he was a billionaire, he'd own his own private jet, so he's not there yet. He carries no insurance, no health insurance, car insurance. He gets the total minimum, no insurance on his real estate or anything. Because he figures he's got enough money to cover it. And he said over the time he's been doing that, he saved $1 million.
Well, yeah.
But anybody doesn't have health insurance, I think they're nuts, but whatever. He figures he can cover his own health issues.
True. Well, us normal people, we can't.
I know.
We couldn't. There's no way.
And you want to get into things to bitch about. You are tied into your job because you need health insurance, right, Frank?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I want my pension.
Yeah. But you know, that's you're stuck in the job. Even without the pension, without health insurance, what do you do? You got a family.
And even that is a circle, because I need the insurance when I retire.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
But I got to pay for it, even though I'm retired. So the money that's coming from my retirement is going to go to pay my insurance.
That's true. Because even, I don't know what you get covered, but I'm on Medicare. I have to pay in for that.
Uh-huh.
I got to buy my own prescription program. I have to pay for my own Medigap program.
Right.
So I'm paying for all that, too. I don't know if you have to pay for all that or not when you retire, or the employer would cover that.
No, the employee covers
that. Yeah. Okay. So that's a savings there.
Yeah, that's a good savings.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I just hope we all make it that far.
I know.
Oh, I got three more years to decide if I want to retire or not.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I wish the government would take over and just have Medicare for all.
Medicare for all.
Because I think the whole insurance stuff is just crap. I was in a world of self-employed. I had to buy my own health insurance.
Okay.
I had limited what I could buy. The insurance company wouldn't sell it to me because I was a single, self-proprietor.
Really?
They didn't have any. They could have 10 policies. They had one that was available to me.
No kidding.
For me, it worked out good. But for a lot of people, it wouldn't. And I didn't have a choice. If I wanted to pay the price or not, they wouldn't accept me.
Huh.
Because they figure you were a high risk as opposed to a group.
So under the original Obamacare, if you couldn't find one.
That's right.
Then you would get fined for not having one.
Well, but under Obamacare, they'd have to sell me insurance.
They would.
Yeah, before that, they didn't have to sell me insurance, Frank.
Right.
Yeah, so I think Obamacare is great. The other thing, too, under Obamacare, they got to cover any pre-existing conditions.
Right.
They didn't have to do that before.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that's why our medicines are so expensive.
Yeah, but hey.
Everybody pays.
What do you want?
Trust me.
You were born with some kind of birth defect, and now they're not going to cover you?
Well.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah. Now, Medicare is doing, I think every year they can pick maybe 10 medications or something that they can start negotiating prices on with the drug manufacturers. Why don't they have Medicare for all? They could just regulate it all.
Well, we got to be careful with that. We don't want socialized medicine.
That may not be the worst thing in the world, Frank.
Talk to people that live in Canada, though.
But you'd have to pay something in. That was the problem with Obamacare, that you had to pay money in, even if you didn't get it. And I thought that was great, because if you needed it, you could get in the next day, okay?
Right.
So I think you should have. Trump bypassed that. It's illegal to have to make you pay. So that screwed up the Obamacare to a certain extent.
Well, like I said, we don't want socialized medicine.
I don't know that I agree with that one. I don't know that I agree.
No.
Because you would get some basic care on there, and you can buy an extra premium insurance. I have a cousin in Germany. He's got their socialized medicine. He has his medicine socialized service, and he buys a private policy, too. So you could buy that, but you do have coverage. You have some kind of coverage, no matter what happens.
Well, I think if they did socialized medicine, if it was at a very basic, yes, but not full.
No.
No, it shouldn't be full.
No.
No.
But here, if you don't have, you're screwed. If you get hurt or something, you don't have insurance, you're screwed. Or you'll be in debt to the insurance company for the rest of your life.
You just claim bankruptcy.
Can you bankruptcy out of that?
I don't know. You just don't have to pay.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay your college loans. Why should you have to pay your medical loans?
That's not true. The college loans you do have to pay eventually. It may come out of your Social Security, but you can't go bankrupt from your college loans.
No, you can't from the college loans.
Yeah.
But look at all the forgiveness they're giving.
We'll see what happens with that. That's a maybe. That's some maybe political ploy because it's election time.
Of course.
Yeah. A whole bunch of shit's going to come down maybe for election time, and it's going to go away after
Buy
the election.
Buy those votes.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Frank.
That's right. All right, Paul, you got anything else to talk about?
Probably not. We bitched about enough stuff today. Keep somebody happy anyway. We didn't have Jane Doe here either, so.
I know. Yeah. Jane Doe is here.
We'd be here
boy.
Another hour and a half. No, she's enjoying a vacation trip with her family, which is good. Yeah,
family is important.
That you're without a doubt. That's your last
numero
line, man.
Uno.
You're right, Frank. I agree with you on that.
That's
one.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm good. Unless you got something else.
No, I'm good. We're good. We talked for a while.
Yeah,
we're right on our mark.
We have to do it more often.
Yep. Yep. Well, so, we're still up there.
I got to work once in a while, so I'm not eating cat food in my retirement. And
yeah.
I can pay my health insurance.
There you go. You got to pay the bills.
Pay my property tax bills.
Yeah. Yep.
Tax.
Multiple tax on tax on tax.
I know.
Yep. All right. Well, very good.
Okay.
Go buy your Truth Social.
There you go.
At least one.
I'm not buying it, man. I'm gonna watch you. I'm gonna be so jealous when you like cash in and driving a new DeLorean and the Tesla and the BMW in a couple months, man. I'll be jealous as hell, Frank.
I'm gonna cash in on my $36.
There you go.
And by the time I take broker's fees and this fee and that fee and tax,
pay your taxes on it.
$10.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. I couldn't believe I would say this, but yeah, I think Truth Social is a good move on Trump's part, man. I think it was a smart move.
Oh, on his part, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, whoever set that up, man.
Absolutely.
If those two guys set it up, Donald, leave them the fuck alone, man. You're gonna come out with a ton of cash. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
If they set it up for you. So.
All right.
Okay. Take care, folks.
Take care, everybody. Bye bye.